China or Russia or other countries persecute dissidents. They don't normally do it openly. They don't say they're persecuting them for political dissent. They very, very often come up with fake charges of some criminal allegation against them. This is a normal situation.
Oliver Cam, let me bring you in.
It doesn't surprise me, but it does appall me that in his rambling and incoherent prolix remarks just now, Mr. Murray, who might as well call himself Julius Caesar or Napoleon Bonaparte, as well as a human rights campaigner, made no reference to these women either. There is a valid European arrest warrant issued for Mr. Assange that the UK government is obliged to discharge. And for him to jump bail, for Assange to jump bail rather than face justice, and for this advisory opinion, which is what it is, to maintain that he's arbitrarily detained when he is holed up by his own volition and his own caprice and nothing else in the Ecuadorian embassy.
All right, let's come back to Craig Murray for a response on that.
If it were not so tragic.
Well, actually, I very much wish the media would make much more reference to the women and to the charges against Julian, because if you go into the detail of what is alleged, it is quite incredible. It's extraordinary that in most other countries there have been, you know, detailed programs, detailed investigations, putting out exactly what's alleged against him and the extent of collusion between the two women before charges were made. But due to a mistaken kind of political correctness, the British media refuses to publish all the details of the case. And I strongly urge people to go online and look at exactly what Mr. Cam is suggesting.
Oliver Cam, let me come back to you then. What do you think is going to happen later? You know, when Mr. Assange emerges, no doubt blinking into the full light of day, can we expect him to be arrested?
Let us not overlook what Mr. Murray, and a friend of Mr. Assange, just said. He claimed that these allegations of rape and serious assault, sexual assault, are being raised as a matter of political correctness. What an outrageous, preposterous thing to say on live media in the 21st century. The Assange legal team has argued that the allegation of rape would not be rape under English law. Twice the English courts have ruled clearly that that is wrong. The egregious George Galloway has claimed it was merely a case of bad sexual etiquette. I can scarcely believe what I'm hearing with these middle-aged men who clearly hold women in such disregard.